Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. Happy Monday, right? Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Is it weird with these days off because you thought Friday was Monday?
Are
you off Friday?
No, we were off Thursday because of the Cardinals game, and then we came back Friday, and everybody thought it was Monday.
Mostly you.
Yeah, mostly me.
Yeah.
Mostly you.
I like to bring everybody else in. You know, we're a group.
Yeah, I know. You like to drag us down.
I'm pretty good at that.
But he made up for it today because he made us chicken, apple, and Gouda cheese sausages.
I didn't. Smell I just grilled good. Them. I didn't make them. I bought them.
Okay.
He's being, it's not me. He's being weird.
Yeah,
right?
I'm being weird. I'm not trying to be weird, but I am being weird.
He wasn't trying to say. You didn't put them in the casing.
Yeah, he wasn't
right,
saying
I
that.
Right, I didn't make. Right,
you didn't
I know.
Stuff the
I know.
Sausages.
I just wanted to be clear.
Yeah,
I don't do that.
I don't think there's one person in the audience who thought that he ground up sausage.
You never know.
Not a single one.
Oh, Kevin makes sausage. Interesting.
No one was like, wow.
You never know. I just don't want to lead people on, you know?
Slaughtered an animal.
Pick the apples.
Twisting created the Gouda as they're going through the machine.
Did you make those last night or today?
No, I cooked them last night because I had the grill fired up making some chicken. So
that's
I'm like, I'm going
to
throw those on there.
Long time for those sausages to spin with Wheeler.
Huh? Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, they're fine. They got through it.
Wow. I don't know what's going on.
I don't either.
It's weird.
Yeah. There's a strange vibe. And someone's headphones
that's
are
mine,
turned up
mine.
Way too
they
high.
Are too loud.
Yeah.
It's fine. That's pretty much never a mystery. That's me. That's always me.
Yeah.
It is always you.
Try not to doubt you.
What are... I'll out him.
Okay.
It's always Kevin. What were in the sausages? Would they be affecting you weirdly today?
No, there was no... Yeah,
were
no,
they
were not.
Sausages?
They were not, they were not
they
edibles.
Weirdo sausages?
They were not edibles. No. I
didn't
know.
Even have that thought.
What, else, what else would it sausages. Be that would make you act weird?
Apples.
Yeah.
You call them weirdo sausages.
Yeah.
Too much sugar in the apples. Having a sugar rush.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be a simple start to the show.
No, it's...
Hey,
no.
Kevin made sausages.
It never is.
Mm-hmm. I didn't actually make
them. Well, I didn't make them.
I just cooked them.
Kevin.
I didn't put them in the case.
Then he and Andrew got into a fight over sports clips.
We did?
Sports clips?
Yeah, boy.
The haircut place? Mm-hmm.
He really gave it to me bad. So I asked him, I was like, oh, did you go to sports cuts or sports clips or whatever it's called? Because, I mean, I go to Great Clips. I've... Figure that's probably where he went because he's
sportsy.
Sportsy, yes. Ah. He's literally as target demographic
and cares
for that
about his hair.
As it gets. And he gets 7 haircuts a week. So I was like, oh, did you go to sports cuts against that? And he goes, oh, no. I wouldn't. I didn't say I wouldn't.
I said I never did because they were the
friend.
Expensive chop shop.
I had a friend care for me. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, oh, okay. Well,
we have a friend that cuts our hair. She's good.
I like to go to the Great Clips. I think they do pretty good.
It was weird.
It
not
was
as
weird
as this segment, but it was
yeah.
It was then, odd too.
Well, first of all, you know,
Kevin and these sausages are causing
forcing
some
me into, you know, just like pigeonholing me because I'm a sports guy.
Uh huh. Who gets 7 haircuts a week?
Even though it fits in every possible way that you can think of it.
He won't
there
be.
There was never
he won't
a pigeon
ignored,
so fit
Dan.
For a hole as you.
You know,
Kevin, do you have Detroit Lions bed sheets?
No. No. I don't. I do have.
He sleeps in a football shape. Yeah.
I do have multiple teams. You know, I have like clothing and socks and stuff. I have Lion socks.
Well, I got some bear socks.
I'm gonna bring some Lion socks in when the season starts next week.
Awesome.
All right. Well, Rach is having a hard day too.
Yeah.
Her unruly child got sent home from school.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, Lucy the cat had to go to the vet today, and, you know, I'm obviously working, so I just dropped her off thinking that would be okay, and they couldn't get her out of the carrier.
Oh, no. Did she go feral?
She was not having it. She's confused. She wants to know where her mom is, and they called, and they were like, if you could just come get her, because... she's fine as long as no one's looking at her or talking to her or by her. But if anyone's around her.
Yeah. Poor cat. Oh, no.
So do they even examine her?
No, they couldn't really examine her.
Oh, well, okay.
Because she was too unruly.
I could tell from a few feet away she was crazy.
Okay. Well,
we're just going to have to come back in a day where I can be with her and hopefully she'll behave.
Did you identify the vet when you were telling the story?
No.
Okay, good. Because I'm going to say... Come on. That's, I kind of thought this when you told me this earlier. It's like, come on. My wife works in a vet's office, having a little knowledge of the vet industry. You don't get to pick and, every cat is unruly. They're cats. They are as wild animals as pets can get. They don't like being messed with. They don't like strangers. It's your job.
They're
okay?
like Kevin.
If you're having cat.
Yeah. And it's sausage.
If the cat is unruly, it's just being a cat. Like, suck it up and do your job.
Damn.
I don't know. That's just how
Damn.
I feel.
I kind
See,
of
that's how Kevin
on,
was about sports.
You know what?
I'm on
yeah,
side.
I kind of agree
I'm
with Andrew on this.
Side.
It's like taking a car, you're dropping your car off at the mechanic, and they're like, can you come get this? We don't know what to do with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it made a loud noise when we tried to start it, so we don't want to touch it.
And that's why I brought
didn't
it
expect
in.
It to go that way, did you, Rich?
No, I mean, I get what you guys are saying, but the circumstances are I had asked to bring her in. It's not an appointment thing. It was like, oh, yeah, you can drop her off. And I kind of thought that it would go this way because she just doesn't do well without having, like, I mean, she's a cat. She lives in a tiny apartment with me, and she's like, who are these other people in my world all of a sudden? Like, you know, so I get it. I would rather them do this and, like, kind of kick the can down the road into a day where I could be there rather than, like, traumatize her by forcing her out because she wouldn't get out of the carrier. So the fact that, you know, I don't necessarily want them like putting hands in her and doing all that, but yeah. I get what you guys are saying though.
I feel like she traumatized you by not getting out of the carrier. You were trying to take care of her. You were trying to make sure that her health needs were met and being looked after. And then she threw a fit, got all unruly.
And
you've
never met a cat.
She's shaming the cat.
Yeah, it's like, well,
Jamie is shaming a cat.
It's definitely not Lucy's fault.
Yeah. Oh, it's Lucy's
I'm
fault.
Team
it's always
Lucy.
The cat's fault. They
I don't think you spent a lot of time around cats,
no,
have you?
I do. They're mean and manipulative.
They are.
And
they plan things.
What?
No, she's not.
She didn't want to go to the doctors. And so she's like, I know how to get my
because
mom here.
Because she's an animal and she doesn't understand what's going on.
She understands.
She's ripped away from her home and her mom leaves and she goes, what's going on?
Man, you are anti-cat.
No, she knew that if she plastered herself on the back of that crate and our carrier wouldn't get out, she's like, my mom will come get me and I won't have to go to the doctors.
I don't think that's what she's thinking. I think
did.
She's thinking, stay away or I'll bite you.
Yeah.
I think she's thinking I'm in a multiverse.
Yeah.
What is the simulation I'm suddenly in?
Rachel,
give me the blue pill.
It would be like Chris. If we were suddenly in a group full of doctors, but they were all cats.
Rachel, have you tried talking to
the
cat?
Patients off the
I
table?
Actually, you know, at the risk of being brutally mocked, I did talk to her and tell her what was going to happen because I've heard that if you talk to, like, if you're going on a trip or something and you tell your pet, like, hey, we're going on a trip, like, there's some part of them that kind of understands. So I told her, like,
Lucy's
you
have like, to go I'll to have fun.
And you're telling me she doesn't understand that if she waits
because she doesn't speak English, but I still went through the steps of talking to her. So I felt a little better.
Did they put her on the phone to you? Because that has worked.
Yeah, she was like, meow.
Well, that's how we got our cat to not, like, pee all over the boarding people anymore. Because she was peeing all over the boarding people.
Why did the boarding people just let him pee on her? Pee on them.
That's the question for them. You know,
I
didn't want to dig too far into that one. They put Megan on the phone, and Megan was like, you know,
stop peeing on
here.
The nice people.
And then, Gigi was, like, very receptive to hearing her voice. So maybe that would have...
I don't think that they could have gotten in a position where Lucy could have heard my voice on the phone. It sounded bad. Like,
they couldn't hold it up to the carrier?
Throwing the phone into the carrier.
It's okay.
She's right here.
Like a grenade and running out of the room.
When they called you, was the cat in the background losing its crap?
No.
She's just isolated.
She's in a room by herself right now.
Rachel shows up. The cat's got like a bandana on, burning the American flag. Yeah. It's like,
oh my gosh.
What?
Lucy's very patriotic.
I thought my part was weird.
Okay, yeah. No, you're fine now.
I thought
I was weird too, but it's not me either.
He's like, she's turning
protesting.
Into a Vietnam protester.
Yes, that's what it feels like, because this cat would be protesting, burning flags, like, Rachel, come
I was with
cat.
You until now.
Okay, so Amy doesn't know flags or protesting.
Which animal,
cats.
Of all animals, which one would burn a flag?
Human.
Runge doesn't want to say it. He knows.
I actually don't know.
You know the answer.
Tell me.
Cats.
Okay. Armadillos.
Armadillos.
Just guessing.
I've seen Ranji pretend to be uncomfortable a lot.
Yeah,
this
like
is one of the first
legitimately
times.
Legitimately off balance.
Yeah. You have made him legitimately uncomfortable.
Listen, we've made it very clear it's not a crime as long as it's her own flag.
But it's not happening. My cat's not going to burn any flags.
Amy's like, cats are communists.
They are. They're the worst.
They're hippie commies.
Oh, Rachel's anti-American cat.
Yeah. Lucy Zimmerman is extremely patriotic, I will have you know.
How do you know?
She loves this country.
Yeah, how do you know? What has she done to show that?
Because, you know, sometimes the national anthem will play.
She gets on her high lips. She sings along. She
puts her little paw over her little chest.
Yes.
Does she thank the troops?
She would if she could.
She's Lucy probably going crazy in there because they're all so woke.
Lucy was out on the balcony during COVID saluting the nurses as they were going off to work. Except the vets.
All right. Well, this is a dream, clearly.
You want to take a break?
Yeah, like maybe about 3.5 hours. Welcome back. Okay, I'm going to try this again. And I'm coming right back to Wheeler. Can you read that last thing that you just said?
Yeah. So I'm on Twitter. You know, I scroll and just see if there's anything new. And there's an ad that just popped up on my feed. And it says, it's a product. I don't know. And it's spelled Q-L-Y-V-E-R is the name of the account. And it says, our tool, it provides a relaxing grooming experience for your feline friend. And it's a video of somebody brushing a golden retriever.
Isn't that kind of weird that that popped up and we were just talking about cats?
Well, I mean, yeah.
And would that be pronounced cleaver? I don't want to groom my cat either with a cleaver.
I don't know. It's just like, this is the level of marketing. Like, yeah, this is for all your cat friends, and here's a dog being brushed by it. That's great.
Go ahead.
That is weird, though, that it immediately popped up after we were talking about it. And the microphone and stuff's not on the laptop that I'm aware of. So it's just passively listening as well, like your phone is.
That's on Twitter?
Yeah.
Is there one of those community notes that this is not a cat?
There should be. No, there aren't.
That's weird.
What was the story you had about weird ads?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so first, it starts with a horrible story, right? So a high school football player in Alabama died Friday night. He had a severe head injury during a football game. He passed away not long after the game. And I clicked on it. There's a TV reporter there who tweeted the story and tweeted out the message from the family saying, our boy is with Jesus. It's really a touching tweet. There are a lot of great comments there. You know, everybody's like, hey, we're with you. And then every 2 or 3 replies is an ad. On a thread about a dead teenager who just died from a traumatic head injury playing football, you've got, here are the ones now. They change all the time. So if you refresh the thread, it's going to be different. But the first one that pops up is the E-Bible Fellowship. And then, let's see, what's next? The next one is Did You Know? It's just a Did You Know account that's popping up there with a new thing. There's one for a new book that's fiction. There's another one for Queer Majority. There are just ads after ad after ad in a thread about a teenager who just died tragically on Friday.
And so I noticed this. Remember when it was just several weeks ago, they released the security footage from the CVPA shooting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they will have the news clips like embedded in news stories. You have the anchors, the news. And then below it will say like sensitive content, right? Kind of blocked out. And you click on it and it's not anchored on either end. It's just the actual raw footage from the CVPA shooting. There's an ad before it. And to me, that really rubbed me the wrong way. Like it really felt off and disrespectful, but it, like I said, it wasn't like, and now we're, you know, welcome in, I'm Amy Markscores, we're going to bring you this video. It wasn't that. It was just the link to the raw footage. And I guess if it's YouTube or maybe it's the website itself, that, like Ronj, you were saying, that they are not discriminating between
videos.
It's
just automatically done.
But that needs to be something we fix. I don't think you, and especially if you're that company, because it wasn't a bad company. It was a normal company who probably had no idea when they bought their every 10 videos play our ad, had no idea that it would play before the raw footage of the CVPA.
Is it any different than a news station going to commercial break and coming back from a commercial break and then talking about that story?
I do think it is, yeah, because it's
why
we come back.
Well, it's physically attached to it, number one.
Yeah, like
there's no setup, there's no break from ad to tragedy. It's just straight ad, and like you're advertising the tragedy as opposed to coming back from a break and a news anchor or one of us with bad news saying, "Hey, this is happening over at CVPA. This is what's going on." That's a big difference.
Yeah.
It looks like the footage is being sponsored by that company. Now, I would have I got more of an issue from the company's position than from ours.
I think most people know that when you go to a website that's got videos, and a lot of times they're auto start videos, that there's just advertising plugged into it. It's automatic. But it's not like it's... they're discerning between different news stories. It's an ad. A company paid for space, and they're going to put it up whenever they get a chance.
But you know what I mean? By the top video is a news website, a television news website. The top video was the anchored coverage of that story. Then you read the story multiple paragraphs down. It says below is the raw footage, right?
Yeah.
Here's the 9-minute video. That 9-minute video is not the... It's not the news. It's from the police video, right? It's just embedded in the story, and you click on it, and it's an advertisement, and it goes right to the raw footage. To me, that feels very different. I think raw footage of a school shooting should not have advertisements on it.
You would think that they would have thought this through, and there would be some sort of an algorithm.
Well, they don't
for
care.
That.
That's the point. They don't care to try. Like, it's the same thing with Twitter.
Not the news. You're not talking about the news people. You're just talking about the
people that are selling the ads. They do not care. Like, again, Twitter, every fifth or sixth tweet is an ad in this mm-hmm. thread about a teenager who died. And... Is anyone
referencing it in the stream?
I didn't really read all the way down, but like you can tell the ads are geared toward what's being tweeted,
mm-hmm.
right? Because it's all thoughts and prayers. It's like, you know, God be with you, those things. And there's half of them are religious ads. And then other ones are like family because it's about a son. It's super creepy.
Yeah.
And I mean, you're monetizing a Twitter thread about someone who was just killed.
Yeah.
That just feels odd, and you don't have any mechanism to keep that from happening.
Worth the effort,
which
not
basically
to do
means
that.
You don't care.
Well, he fired everybody who does stuff like that. So,
I mean, like you don't have any ability to be like, maybe it's probably hard to write an algorithm that covers everything you would want to exempt. But man, I mean, when you're talking about serious topics, do you really want? And if you're an advertiser, do you want your ad being plopped in the middle of all of these people that are passing along condolences to parents who just lost their son? It's just weird.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 133. Well, I'm a little weird today because today is the one-month anniversary is the wrong word, but I don't have a better word when my mom passed away.
Wow.
I know. That's exactly it. It's just, wow. Seems crazy.
It seems like not that long ago, but also longer mm-hmm. ago at the same time.
Very classic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've lived a lifetime between now and then with losing her and then the outpouring of support from the listeners and, getting to know, pardon me, Noda, the No One Dies Alone people who were with her when she passed away early in the morning, to the funeral, to probate, just like it's been way more than a month. And it hasn't, you know? And then probably emotionally, it hasn't been even close to a month. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like a month seems like long enough to sort of not get over it or not even come to terms with it, but just to be like, oh, it's okay. It's been a month. And yet it still feels like it's been a couple days. Weird.
I think so, because I think a lot of times in a situation like this, because the moment and all the busyness and responsibilities of the first few days or even first week or two of it happening, there's a lot going on. There's a lot to deal with. And I think once that settles down, that dust settles.
Yeah.
I think that's when you finally have the emotional time and space to process it. So it probably feels like the first time.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right. So I have made a decision. I'm going to try something. I don't want to get get out over my skis because nothing has happened yet. But I am going to join the volunteers of NODA.
Nice.
So
very cool, Dave.
Good.
So I go in for my first training session first week in September.
Oh, cool.
I think I'll be okay. Like, I'm pretty good at stuff like that. I'm pretty good at caretaking. But it's that's a big thing.
Yeah, that's not just a thing.
That's a big, lots of responsibility thing that I don't want to be like, look what I'm going to do. And then I get there and then I start crying like I can't do it.
Right. How much training is there for that?
Quite a bit.
I would think so, because you have to know and recognize some medical things, right?
Correct. And be able to talk to the family and be able to handle your stuff and be able to, you know, it's not always peaceful. You know, my mom is very peaceful. It's not always peaceful.
Nope.
So I have to make sure I'm ready for that. And also, sweetly, I think Nick's going to do it with me.
That's cool.
Awesome.
Like at the same time? Or
yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Do it as a team.
I'm going to guess that's going to make it easier. I don't know how it couldn't.
Yeah.
Well, having a buddy there.
I think you'll be amazing at that, Dave.
Well, thanks.
I mean, just when it comes to like difficult situations, emotional situations, you really do well and are very comforting to people in situations like that.
Well,
so I think
you'll
do wonderfully.
You're going to make me cry. I was doing so well. On the 1 month anniversary, then you had to go and say nice things.
Say mean things, Rach. That'll make
Amy,
it better.
Amy, say something mean.
I know, right?
Shame him, Amy.
Amy, just open your mouth.
Amy's just waiting to be like, I don't know. I never really thought you were that nice. You don't really strike me
as
a caregiver.
Dave, I would be shocked if you pull this off.
Like, Dave, you're going to burn a flag.
How about that cat burning that flag? Am I right?
You really don't strike the nurturing time. Well, I don't know.
After all she said, I feel bad for not being there for Lucy.
No one goes to the vet alone.
Miss Lucy, we have a Mr. Dave here to see you.
Wait.
Dave Glover?
Well, then, let him in.
What if the vet called you and they said, yeah, but this cat's unruly, but the worst thing she was doing is meow. what if she wasn't freaking out. She just was meow.
That's what a Ranji cat would do.
Yeah, like, meow.
Well, it's not that she's misbehaving. It's just she's snarky and the way she's meowing. Oh,
I took it as a personal insult.
She put on a little pair of glasses.
She wouldn't even take cheesecake from me.
Rachel, what's the ratio of baby talk to Lucy, like kitty talk to Lucy, versus like talking to her like a regular person?
I think the other one's creepier.
Talking to her like a...
I would say it's
honestly 50-50.
It's 50-50, right?
I do. I'll be like, hello, baby. And then I'll be like, all right, you need to get over here. And
same. I'll be like, she'll be like, rah! I'm like, what? What's your problem? What do you want? Shut up.
Gigi goes, yeah, wah.
Yes, she's gone. Today,
you
so
yell, shut up,
I finished.
Cat.
I finished the shower. I finished my shower.
Oh, here we go.
And then she jumps into the... She hates water, but she jumps into the bathtub, which still has, you know, water in the bottom of the shower. And then she's in the tub, and she's just going like... I'm like, what? What do you want?
Were you still in the shower?
Yes, I was still standing in the shower. And she jumps in next to me and she starts yelling. And I'm like, what do you, I don't know what you want. What's your problem?
This is a euphemism for everything.
And then I'm like, Megan, come in here and see what the cat wants.
There's no situation in life I can't make this work for.
And as soon as I said, Megan, come in here and see what the cat wants, she was like,
Megan,
and then jumps
come in
out
here
of
and
the
see
tub.
What
so
the
you're
cat
naked
wants.
In the shower with the cat and you're yelling at Megan to come in.
Come and see what the cat wants.
Megan's like, it's a trick.
Come see what the cat wants.
Were you in the dark in your shower chair?
No,
dark shower chair. Yeah.
No, because I can't take my sensory deprivation showers in the morning before work because I fall asleep.
Yeah, Megan, you've been married too long for Megan to fall for that one.
Megan's like, you got me with that one 10 years ago.
I'll fall asleep and drown in the shower.
How do you think we got here? Megan,
the cat's in the shower.
Come see what the cat wants.
You gotta see how cute the cat's being, and the cat's just like,
the really curious cat in here. Oh.
She's been in distress because normally she likes to lay on Megan. No, well, Megan with the hammock. Megan's never been in less distress.
She's
Megan is the most relaxed human being in the history of the world because she spends all day at night in a hammock now. So the cat used to be able
taking no prisoners.
The wife's in the hammock. The cat's in the shower. What's going on?
Let's hope it doesn't go the other way.
But she used to. Gigi likes to lay on Megan when she was watching TV and laying on the couch. And now Megan's never on the couch.
Yeah,
she's in the hammock.
Well, I think we figured out what she was yelling at you about in the shower.
And the cat.
She's like, get her out of the hammock.
She's like, hey, you and me, we need to talk. We need just the two of us. Don't involve her. We just need to talk.
Have a seat on that shower chair.
Yeah, turn on the water so she can't hear you.
Meow, meow, meow.
It's like
a spy movie.
And this has been spies, cat talk.
What are the spies doing that is loud enough that you can hear, but not so loud that you could hear it over the shower?
Talking about hammocks.
Yeah, once she heard that, she'd know.
Yeah. Cover's blown.
This is about me, isn't it?
So how'd you get out of the shower?
I stepped out. I mean, she wasn't, like, blocking the shower. The shower was off.
She was wielding a knife.
Yeah. That was a trash.
She got one paw up, like, stop.
No, no, no. Freeze.
I'm just saying, if a cat jumped in my shower and started screaming, it would put me back on my heels.
It was like, I was like, what do you, I don't know what to do for you. What do you want? And she's like, meow.
Okay.
I never figured out what
a
she wanted.
A lot of detail. So you had stopped taking your shower.
Yeah, the shower was off. So the water was off.
It was the in-between time.
Yes.
The toweling time.
I was drying myself off like this before I got the towel.
You dry yourself weird.
Well, you kind of wick the water off, right? And then you can...
What?
I can't hear what anybody's saying. I ripped my shorts out doing that stupid hand motion. Hang on.
Show us your towel drying technique, would you?
All right, I'm back.
Okay.
Yeah, show us again how you dry yourself.
Yeah, show us how you dry yourself off.
This is like a pre-toweling. You just kind of wipe
on the arm.
He's just like dusting his shoulder off.
I've never done that.
I only have a one-step toweling.
Like, go on, dust your shoulder.
Because I feel like the worst, like, split second is from the time you turn the water off to the time you grab your towel. It's a split second, but I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's unpleasant.
No good.
The drying off process is faster if
you
get some of that water off first.
Do you wick with the same towel that you wipe?
No. It's not with a towel. It's just with your hand. You just kind of...
You just kind of slap
the
water off.
Yeah, you just kind of flick
the water. I didn't know what the cat was yelling about.
Yeah, the cat's like, what are you doing, bro?
But you're a freak.
Just kind of shake the water off a little bit. Makes the drying off process much faster. And if there's less water on you, it's less cold when you get out of the shower.
I've never heard this in my life. Any of you?
No.
I've been doing it for years.
You're so proud of it.
It's my patented technique for getting out of the shower when there's a cat screaming at you.
It sounds awful.
What, this?
Yeah, I agree with Amy. The worst part in any shower, which I'm a bath guy, is from the time the water goes off until the towel is on your body, which isn't usually very long.
Mm-mm.
Walk with me here.
Okay.
The curtain is still closed. So all that nice steam, that nice heat from the shower. Hang on, Amy. I said walk with me. You're not walking. You're staying perfectly still. All that heat and steam from the shower is still keeping you warm while you're flicking the water off. And then once you throw back the curtains and face the day, you are already essentially like 30% dried.
No, this is why I'm not walking with you. I'm
cold. Now you can grab the towel and wrap it around yourself and go about your business.
You think you get 30% drier? By self-squeegeeing?
I'm going to say 30%.
Squeegee's not a bad idea.
I'm going to say a soft 30, right? Like, it's not always 30.
Would you use a squeegee if you had it?
Sure. I don't know how to use a squeegee, but I'm sure I could figure it out. Give me enough time with a squeegee in the shower, I'll figure it out.
Do you squeegee your whole body or just your arms?
Yeah, you got to work your way down. Because otherwise, you're not... What's the point? You got to work your way down... Everything.
What I'm hearing is that you're doing twice the amount of work to get the same effect.
Yeah. It sounds like you're taking twice as long to dry off.
Where the towel works just fine by itself.
This is what the cat was trying to tell me.
Yeah. Cat's like, you're wasting time, bro.
She's like, this is so inefficient.
She's like, work smarter, not
you're
harder.
You're doubling up on the work.
Me and Kevin have been talking about this.
This is why the MAC started wearing clothes.
Yeah. We figured the same thing out. 150 DGS. Wheels, can you tell about that story you're just talking about and how differently you and Amy are looking at it?
Yeah, so all of baseball Twitterdom is losing their minds because there's a game today between the Red Sox and Blue Jays that is a resumed game. So it was suspended because of bad weather before the trade deadline. Well, the guy who was at the plate hitting for the Blue Jays, Danny Jansen, was traded to the Red Sox in the time between then and now. So he is being pinch hit for in that spot in this game, and he is now catching for the other team. And it's the first time that a player has appeared for both teams in one game, and everybody's losing their minds, and I think it's stupid. I don't understand. Like, what?
I think there's so much baseball.
It's just a box score quirk, and it doesn't matter. It's
nobody
not...
loves box score quirks and stats like baseball people. And I'm a casual, very casual baseball fan, and I'm like, oh, that's crazy. Like, when you look at the box score, you know, it will go back, and you'll have
because you'll be looking at box scores in your spare time 20 years from now.
It's kind of, it's not that 20 years from now I'll remember it. It's just kind of cool. Like, oh, look at that! This guy played for that team. Like, it's kind of unlikely for it to happen that the two teams, the Red Sox and the Blue Jays, would get rained out while he's at bat, and then he gets traded, and then it's rescheduled. It's kind of unusual. I have no problem with people.
Right, but it's only a thing because his new team has decided, you know what? We're going to do this just to make it a thing, and we're going to play him.
You know what? Now that I think about it, Kevin's right.
You're so mad about the flag.
Nothing matters. This game doesn't matter. That box score doesn't matter.
He's going straight nihilist on all of us.
That's because his
who cares?
Team,
let them all play for both teams. Just switch uniforms in the middle of the game.
Like one of the nihilists from Lebowski.
31-100.
The White Sox.
The White Sox.
Second fastest team ever in the modern era to get to 100 losses.
You guys want
to
hear, I don't know if it's disturbing, it just sounds, you want to hear a fact, like Aaron Judge fact related
not
to the
really,
Cardinals?
Because in 20 years from this, now, I'm not going to care.
No, people
yeah,
will
you
care,
won't remember
Amy.
This moment.
Yeah, yeah, people won't remember this. That Aaron Judge has 51 home runs.
Your words
runs
will
at
turn to dust in your mouth.
Aaron Judge has 51 home runs. The Cardinals' three leading home run hitters combined have 58. And if you take their three big names, Contreras, Arenado, and Goldschmidt, they have 48, and he has 51.
Oh.
So that's how it's gone this year for the offense for the Cardinals, is kind of the point. Is that bad?
It's kind of bad. He's on a hell of a run.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Still, they should be, as a team, they should be doing better than him.
Yeah, the three
those
of them
three
combined.
Guys should be doing better combined.
Any overall thoughts on the last series?
I mean, they did what they have to do, which is win two out of every three. As long as they're doing that, they're alive. They have a chance. If you have a bad week, then it's probably not going to be, you're not going to be able to come out of it. And really, the next 10 days are the big part, because this is obviously San Diego today. They've been one of the hottest teams in baseball since the All-Star break. Then it's the Yankees at Yankee Stadium this weekend, and then it's Milwaukee in Milwaukee. You win 7 of those 10, we can talk about the rest of it. Maybe 6 out of the 10, we can still talk about the rest of it. But if you have a losing record, it's going to be almost impossible.
A sweep every now and then wouldn't hurt.
No.
They really need, because they're 5 games out of a spot. Forget about the Central Division.
That's over.
They're not going to overtake Milwaukee. But they could still be a wild card. They're 5 games out, a couple of teams in front of them in that final spot. So it's doable, but you're going to start running out of weeks. And you need to be picking up a game a week, probably.
Well, the math is now, like, Atlanta's the last wild card team. They're on pace to win 87. To get to 87, the Cardinals have to go 22-10. So they literally have to win 2 out of every 3 games moving forward. And anything less, now, again, if it's less than that in this week with tough teams, well, then that means you just have to start sweeping people like Rob's talking
about. And what's
the deal
with Contreras?
I mean,
he might be done for the year.
So he's got a broken middle finger on his throwing hand because he got hit by a pitch.
Yeah.
So, I mean, a broken bone typically is 4 to 6 weeks, but those little ones in your fingers and stuff, they can heal a little faster. It's about pain tolerance, but he won't be able to throw for the next 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah.
So even if he can tolerate the pain and come back, it'll be just a DH. And that would be probably not for, till last week or two of the season. So if you're in it in the last week, there may be a chance he could come back and hit at the end, but it's going to be really hard to be able to throw with that because, I mean, those things.
I knew that. Catchers had it rough. I played it like in Corey League enough to, take enough balls to the arm and the feet and everything. But man, Contreras, just what a season.
Terrible luck. I mean, and this one was as a hitter, right? So either way, it's just, hand injuries are brutal, which is why you're always supposed to be protecting.
When he had just been hit, I was watching it live and they said, this is the 12th time he's been hit this year. And I thought, even for that kind of money, if you told me 12 times, maybe 20 in the season, you're going to get hit with a 95 mile an hour fastball.
Sign me up.
Really?
I did it for nothing. I did it for literal nothing. I would do it for sure.
We talk about injury prone players, and he is, that's not what is happening with him.
Those
are guys that have like joint problems, like the knee keeps coming up, back issue, or whatever.
Yeah.
But to get 2 broken bones,
bad luck
at different times, that's just bad luck.
Yep.
Oh, O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.